Cool. So we're going to talk about frustration and fatigue management. So this is something that comes up a lot in camp, is being tired, maybe being frustrated with people around you, and kind of strategies to cope with that, things you can do to get around it, all that stuff. So on occasion, some of the leaders on the team might do things that you're not a big fan of, or might, you know, annoy you, interrupt your plans, like people being late to your planned activities or in a schedule you've meticulously, you know, coordinated for 2 weeks in advance, and then, you know, arrive late twice in one day to the same thing. So not to call out anybody in particular, but it's something that could be frustrating when you've had like this whole schedule, this vision in your mind of how things are supposed to work, and then people, either kids maybe it could be parents, maybe it could be leaders, whoever, could come along and throw a spanner in the works to drive you off the wall. And it's something I've experienced. It's something I know.
Not to call out anyone in this room, anyway.
No, I haven't said any names. Yeah. I did do some staring, but I couldn't help myself there. I'm sorry. But it's something that I've definitely experienced in camp. It's something that I've know that other people in this room have definitely felt is frustration. I know that everyone in the room has felt tired. At the very least, and everyone who's been to camp as a leader has known that it can be, we don't joke when we say it's exhausting, like it is, by the end of the week you are tired, you are knackered. Like,
do the math, it's a 126 hour work week.
Yeah, it's brutal, like it's a not an easy,
but you'll have fun.
Yeah, you
yeah.
do.
Right? Well, it's a rewarding.
It's a warning that it's hard, like it can be hard work, and it's rewarding at the end of the time and whatever else, but being aware that you are going to be tired and stressed out is good to be.
Can I interrupt for like 2 seconds? Ella and Siggy and Christian, how did you feel your first year as a leader with that in mind, that how exhausting it is, and were your expectations different to what it was going to be like in terms of fatigue and tiredness?
I was actually all right. I felt pretty good, but yeah, there is like the days are long. Yeah. It's just you fall asleep, and then as soon as you shut your eyes, you're like waking up again, and you're working. So.
Didn't you get back to the room about 4 in the morning?
You made it back to the room.
But yeah, no, it's all right.
But Eric's like not joking. Like it is exhausting. Like growing from a kid to being a leader, right?
Yeah.
Oh, very different. Yeah.
And again, I was doing, I don't know about you guys, but I was doing over 20,000 steps every day. Like, it's not just, like, mentally exhausting and, like, fatigue, but a lot of times you're doing a lot of exercise and physical, like, I don't do 20,000 steps on every single day of my life. I do on occasion, but it's not, like, a every single day thing. So it's an extra physical, like, effort and exertion that you'll be doing on top of everything else.
It's a sort of a workout, you
yeah,
know,
pretty much.
You're in shape by the end of the week, you've eaten well, you've exercised like so hard, and like, I feel amazing.
At the flag lowering, my calf was like shaking.
Yeah.
There was one year I ate really strictly and I lost 8 kilos at camp, just from all the walking and eating very, very well, like it's insane.
I want to put on 5 kilos.
Also hurt from like the slight hill up to Sogisal,
yeah.
Every year.
It's still a lot of work.
Didn't poop. Was that
So the point is that we are just not trying to scare you away from being a leader. It's just a warning that it is getting hard work. And if you do get frustrated, then if you do get tired, and if you are, you know, feeling upset about something, then there are ways to cope with it and deal with it. So, for example, the times that I've been frustrated in the past, I won't go into scenarios as to why it happened, but I would almost always go and talk to Marika about it, because she, obviously being my sister, I would want to, she's like a confident, and I know that she's not going to take my gossip and dirty laundry to, you know, someone else and say, oh, you know, I was complaining about Marissa profusely, and then the gossip spreads around that I hate Marissa or something like that. And I found that helped me really well to deal with my annoyances or grievances or whatever else. And this year it's probably going to fall on you. Sorry about that. You'll have to deal with it.
Tell me if he says anything about me.
I don't
what
stop
if
talking
I need to
about
talk
you at
to
home,
you,
so.
And then you need to talk to me, and then we're screwed.
That's fine. We'll be all right. That's what
your mentor's for.
Yeah,
that's what your mentor's for. So, for me, talking it out with someone I trust and know and care about is a really good way of coping with the stresses that come out. But that's also not something that's going to work for everyone, because you might not have a super confident that you trust with that at camp, because you might be new, or you might, I don't know, hate everyone there. I don't know why you come to hate everyone there, but it's an option, I guess. So there are other ways of coping with stress, and I thought we'd have a bit of a round table of ways that people like to de-stress if they want to share that, or you know, if they don't want to, that's also fine. So any volunteers?
I think I take your approach.
Talking it out?
Yeah, with like one or two close people. Mostly the people that sleep my heart. I have Tara and Tammy saying, Marissa, shut the fuck up and go to sleep. not like whinging about things, but just like debriefing the day.
Yeah.
No, she says that. Tara does not swear at me. But yeah, like it is a good way of talking through things and debriefing. And I want to make the distinction though, it's not whinging and gossiping about someone. If you have a genuine issue with someone, sure, talk about it with your confidant and then how do we manage it, rather than just constantly, oh my god, Tara, Tammy did this and I can't believe she did this, like, Tammy's this, Tammy that, without actually going and talking to Tammy about it. Like, so it's very different. There's a distinction there.
I've had a lot of issues of stress, especially very early on as a leader, with someone who, after going through it, I was eventually diagnosed with anxiety. But meds, thank you very much. And it's different for everyone, but I think the biggest thing is when you don't keep track of yourself. You have to keep track of how you're feeling, and you can check in with your friends, but check in with yourself, because the thing of panic attacks is that you're away when you don't even realize it. What can bring you down from a panic attack is grounding yourself by, it's very famously, you know, listing things in your head that you can see, that you can feel, that you can smell, that, you know, that you can touch, like feeling the feeling of the texture of your clothes on your body or the tongue in your mouth, like feeling and understanding yourself. And if you feel like, oh no, I feel this way, you know, you can start then to approach. Sometimes, like, when I had a panic attack at the recent camp, I went to the bathroom, I splashed water on my face, and I played like a song that really cheers me up, and just like let myself smile to it, and that kind of thing. You really need to listen to yourself. And some people, it's more natural; they do it without thinking. But some people, it's harder. And knowing that, people can struggle a lot more with even things that you find so easy, you know. So acknowledging that, acknowledging yourself, is a big thing.
And swiping seats as well. When you have that 5 minutes to spare, take that time, have a breath. Do something that makes you happy, whether it's listen to a song, go for a shower. Don't go, oh, I've got 5 minutes, what to do? Oh, I'll go do this. Take a little bit of time for yourself as well.
Be a hero.
My first year as a leader, I actually tried to do everything. I tried to be a part of everything I could. I didn't take any rest breaks that I was allocated. I stayed up late talking to everybody every night that I was there. Like, I didn't want to miss anything, because I was like, I'm only here for a week. I may as well make the most of every opportunity. And it's not that I regret doing that, but I'm never going to do that again, because I was flattened by the end of the week. Like, I had like nothing left in me by that Sunday afternoon. I was so damn exhausted.
I was going to say a complete counterpoint to that. Make sure you have fun yourself.
Yeah.
If you have been sort of like stressed, worrying about your heart, where you have to be, blah, 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 and then you're watching over, say, the big swing, you're like, shit, I want to do the big swing. Go for it. As long as there's enough leaders there to mind the kids, and you want to do
and
it.
The kids
and,
matter
the kids, and the kids don't miss out.
Make sure you have fun during the week as well, because that'll just help in the biggest scheme of things. You won't see it as a big stressful, oh, I had to do all this stuff. You're like, I went to camp, for many of you, like I normally do. I was just in a slightly different role, but I still did camp.
That's a good point you bring
but
up,
you
though,
don't
because,
have to do
like,
everything.
If you're on Gazi Dur, do the Gazi Dur. If you're an instructor sport, do the instructor sport. Like,
you don't have to feel like you've made a complete transition I can't
be
do
involved.
Anything anymore, I just have to
be. But if you do ball sports, you can be involved. Just
destroy
be
the D group.
Show
your physical size and
dominance. Be very mindful about the competitive nature of those things. You can still be involved, just be very mindful of that. But yeah, do
play
stuff.
Both
like, get
sides
involved.
Against each other.
And if you really want to do something, like, you know, you want to do a little bit more Gazi Dur, or you want to do an instructor sport particularly, tell Ella and she can roster you onto that. We want you guys to enjoy it as much as the kids do. So tell, like, just communicate. If you want to do something, tell Ella and she'll hopefully be able to put you on.
Sort of going with what Lisa was saying as well, if you know what your signs are but you find it a bit hard to check in on yourself, especially when campus are go, go, go. One thing I was just talking to my mentees about was, I just asked them, like, what are your signs? Like, what are you, when you're starting to get tired, what, how do you react or respond? And there was one example, like, someone was getting, like, irritated, but they don't always pick up on it. So, like, if you know that, or sometimes if I'm tired, I'll start to get irritated and snap at someone, but without kind of realizing it. If someone else that you know or trust can pick up on that on you, just in case you miss it, that can be really important as well. So trying to just sort of let someone else know before camp, before the time, what your symptoms or whatever the word is for it
are. I cry. I just start crying. So it's really bad.
But it's also like, what do we do if we see you crying?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. Here's a test. Call Yana. Yana, I'm resonating to you.
Yeah, but it's just good to sort of set that sort of set that up before camp or very, very early with the people that you want to be your help.
Support network.
Support network.
That's kind of what, like, if you choose to, it's kind of what the mentor-mentee relationship is for as well. So you have someone that's experienced at camp that you can talk about this stuff with, and then they can help you through it. Or, okay, if you need a break, that's cool. I'll go and sort it out with Ella and we'll get someone else to do your activity that then you have a sleep or something. Like, that's totally cool. If you're finding things are way too much, just let us know early so then we can put someone else on an activity. Like, we have so many leaders, like, more than what we need to for activities. So if you guys feel like you need to have a break, we usually roster at least one. If you need to have a break and a mental break and a, like, just sleep, whatever, tell us so we can organize that for you early.
And on that point, if you get a break, use it. Like, if you get a free period or whatever, rostered off, use it to actually have a break, have a rest, have a Kit Kat. Like, go for a swim. Like, you're a leader, you're an adult, you use that advantage. Like, if you want to just go and jump in the pool for half an hour and just float around and just kind of reset, take that opportunity to do it. Don't think that, oh, I've got this coming, I've got a plan, I've got to prep it. No, if you get given a rest break, take that full advantage of it and just,
The other thing too is that you just reminded me of something. So, like, with the more experienced leaders, like, you know, when Yana and I were kind of doing stuff, we know when certain people would need a break during the week. We don't know a lot of you guys now. So if you know that by day two, you're like, oh my God, I need a little break so that I can do the rest of the week, let Ella know. Or if I get really fatigued by day four, I know that's going to happen. Tell Ella and then she'll hopefully roster your break on at that point. So communicate to us what's going to work for you. So we'll try and work it as best we can, but it may not always work out that way. But if we know that information, we can help you.
For example, Reese needs a break on a Thursday, on about the Wednesday or Thursday, so I can have a complete mental breakdown and cry.
Thursday's too late for you.
Wednesday, see? So I can have a complete mental breakdown, cry for about half an hour, and I'll be reset and good for the rest of the week.
Yeah.
Reset. Exactly, the reset.
Although, I need to go to sleep now.
See, I know my first year, I pushed myself so much that I literally had to go up to Marissa by the middle of the week. I was so exhausted that I had to turn around going, I really need a break. I'm so burnt out. I'm so tired that I knew I couldn't look after the children and keep them safe. So don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah, do it.
And if you need help, ask for help.
That's an important point as well. We're looking after children. Like sleepiness and getting agitated, it's not going to end well.
We need to be able to.
And you don't have to wait till it gets to that point. Like,
preemptive.
Like, I missed my meds in a day, and then the next morning I had to make decisions very early and very quickly.
That's right. Yeah,
and I said, I just said to the rest of the group chat, I've missed my meds. I'm overthinking, make the decision for me. And we're just like, do this. And I'm like, thank you. And it was just able to be, you know, put back on track. It's just something you just need to call.
Delegate your decision making.
Tammy just put it really well, and kind of like what Reese always says, you guys looking after kids, Eric and I are looking after you. So they come and talk to us if things are getting too much, and we can help you with your fatigue, because we know, we see the bigger picture. We know what's going on in the entire camp. You guys just know about your activities and your huts and the activity schedule for leaders and the kids. We know a lot more about what's going on and all the moving parts that are happening, so we can fix things and put things in place for you to be able to stop for a minute and do what you're doing, like, and be able to take the time that you need. Yeah, does that make sense? Please use that. I want you guys to use that so much to help you.
If you bring anything, I was just sort of spitballing. There's things that I did a reset myself, and I'm going to probably bring like some incense sticks and just little things like that to camp. So if you have the kind of stuff, I've got, even here now, I've got the Orgasmatron head thing. Like, I don't know, I always have a little, it's not a quiet box, it's like a, I don't know what else it's called. A reset. Whoa. Not the box you're bringing in camp, but a reset box, you know, so. But if you've got things like that, or if, yeah. That other people know
that's
as well.
Mm. Some of you may not know what these things are, and you'll discover them.
Like an Orgasmatron.
Where is it?
Yeah, in the kitchen, I believe.
Okay. Kitchen, yeah, so this camp might be the time where you discover maybe I can't function for 7 days straight, 24/7 kind of thing.
Honestly, if someone comes up and notices there's something wrong with that, don't be defeated like Black Marissa a couple years ago with everybody together. My anxiety flared up about it. And Marissa noticed, she's like, Christy, go have a break, have a breather, because she noticed it was affecting me. So don't take it as an offense when someone comes up, they're looking after you too. Because as a team, we all got to have each other's back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The other thing that I think is important is that there's a certain sense of FOMO that can happen. Mm. So because you're like, oh, why would I sleep when I'm with, there's like a party going on, or like everyone's doing something that I'm interested in, and there's always going to be things that you'll miss out on. That's just the way it is. Like, you can't be a part of everything no matter how hard you try. And I did try that my first year, and I had just as much fun in my first year as I did my second year, where I was not trying to be a part of everything, and I was more well rested, more well looked after. And I could drive home without feeling like I was going to kill somebody on the way home.
So, do you know the best strategy against that? When you go to bed at night, look at the Insta stories.
Yeah, exactly.
That's how I looked at camp the whole week. Like, you just look at the stories.
The one that I actually struggled with was, I didn't like going to bed in my first year when all the other leaders were staying up partying or whatever else. And I was like, well, there's people
still. You didn't want to go to bed early because you miss out on the social stuff.
I didn't want to miss out on talking to everyone else. And because you get, we're only there for a week. Like, you know, there's
let's cram a year worth of interaction in that week.
But it's still important to know, I don't know, your boundaries. Like, Sydney can stay up till 4 o'clock in the morning and then get up at 7 and he's fine because he's...
He's the same. Young.
I don't know. Operating on a different,
how you do it, Tammy.
Like, plane to the rest of us.
Do any of the newer guys have any ideas or have any thoughts they want to share on how you would manage your fatigue? How you feel like you may manage your fatigue at camp?
I'll just find a shady spot and lie down. If I have a break, I can sleep anywhere.
Plenty of shady
spots. Except in that room.
Make sure it's going to stay shady for the entirety of your mouth. Ask Lisa.
I'm going to say, because I took a lie down, I can also sleep anywhere. However, the shady spot moved away and I had a very fascinating sunburn pattern on me.
It was fantastic.
I had a netted shirt. I just remember you coming to the pool, you were like, guys, look! And you were like,
and there's a handprint on your stomach.
I went on a cruise 2 weeks later, so a lot of people got to enjoy that amazing, like, leopard pattern of
one of the funniest things I've ever seen at camp.
2 weeks later, you saw all these other people wearing the same pattern.
You should have seen me for the following week. I was covering myself in yogurt, cucumber, and honey, just crouching in my room, trying to heal myself. It was fucking nasty.
So, does any, like, some other strategies people can use to manage stress and fatigue and whatever else is taking time to themselves is one, again, that I quite like. It's like, hey, I feel like garbage, so I'll go and, I don't know, she's seen me do it, I'll go for like a walk by myself. I can't, maybe a walk's not the best idea, but go sit somewhere quiet, read a book, or, I don't know,
listen to some Facebook music,
yeah, whatever.
Sit on the jetty.
Yeah, assuming you haven't, you know, jumped in the pool with your phone and destroyed your only contact with the outside.
Hypothetically.
Okay. Hypothetically, which hasn't happened in the last 6 months.
Just.
He was literally trying to get me to organise a phone. I know. Being Marika to get me to go out and buy a phone to then hand deliver it to him pre-set up and everything just so he could keep chatting to
whoever. Did you do that in camp?
Yeah, I just threw my phone at camp. Anyway, whatever. It's a long
yeah.
One
of my strategies for stress is sometimes, like, I'll have an interaction or something which will just irk me. It'll be inside of the hut, door closed, away from kids, away from everyone else, and mouth opens, brain comes out mouth, and I'm good. Like, to just a 5-minute vent, Andrew's copped it many times.
As in, like, you talk or you scream?
No, just talk. Okay. Just, like, not, like, yell, but, like, just vent. Debrief, but just, like, rant and vent. Unload for, like, a good couple of minutes. Have a deep breath. Go back out, and I'm good to go again. But just, like, get myself away from the rest of camp and just kind of, like, isolate it.
And what's important is that if you are getting frustrated with another leader, we want to foster good communication and good teamwork with all of us. So if you are getting frustrated with another leader, say you're sharing a hut with Andrew or Reese, and they both absolutely gas the place out. Terrible bias or whatever else, and that's just driving up the wall. You need to discuss that with them so you guys can come up with strategies to do that. So if you can use the bathroom, go up the Sergi cell or something like that as a strategy to fix it up in the future.
I will bring earplugs for those who share a room with me to deal with my snoring.
And
I will not give you the same
just a little reminder, my job is to listen to people complain about their shitty lives and situations for many, many hours a day. So I've got quite a good resilience to hearing about that because I have to do it just constantly. So, if you ever feel like you just want to complain about this, I don't know, you went in line at Sergi's cell and someone took the last potato in front of you, you're like, just let me know.
And if you want to sue them,
we have legal recourse for this.
There's a lot of good apps out there as well. Like, I've just downloaded Balance, which is free for a year. I don't get anything from them, no kickbacks. But, like, it's really good, like, with breathing exercises. Some of them are only 3 minutes long, but then you can come back. And sometimes 3 minutes to reset makes such a big difference later on. Like, taking the 3 minutes or whatever it is to just even just take literally a few breaths. You might not think you've got time. You go. You got to do this. You got to do that. But sometimes the outcome, bigger picture, can be so much better if you've just taken that 30 seconds even to take a breath. Like, I do quite often, like, breathe in for 4, hold for 7, out for 8, 4, 7, 8, and that's a good reset. You can kind of, like, literally feel your brain reset if you do that. You can try it now. Yeah, like, inhale for 4, hold for 7, and then exhale for 8. And that's a really good thing to get me back on track if I'm a bit like,
Anybody have anything else they want to say on fatigue, frustration, annoyance, distress, aggression, fury, rage, wrath?
I just think it's super important that if you are frustrated with someone, you talk to them.
Yeah.
Don't just whinge about it to other people.
And you get a mitigator if you're, if you're intimidated by Marissa, like everyone is. Get like
I'm a delight.
I'm just saying, going for the kids' sake. Right, but if you are like stressed out, you've got mentors or you've got friends who can help you talk to them as well, so you're not one-on-one with, I don't know, if you are, I like to think nobody here is scary, but I know that I was a bit intimidated by some people in my first year, so if you are experiencing that, then there are solutions.
And we try to really not be intimidating, and like if you are feeling that, that's the sort of thing I'd like to know about so that we can stop you guys from feeling that way, and other strategies like with the people that might be the way that we're coming across or how we're talking or whatever, because we don't want you guys to feel intimidated. We don't want you to feel, I don't want to say bullied, but like making sure that you feel comfortable and safe in this environment, because it is about you guys growing as people and as leaders. So yeah, please let us know so we can fix those sort of things.
And I've had experience where another leader did something that I shared with my mentees, did something that I thought was inappropriate and not good. And I approached them and just said to them straight up, you did this. I don't think that was good on the kids. They heard it. I heard it. I don't think that was good. And our relationship improved exponentially. Suddenly the amount of respect between us shot up. The amount of trust and the amount of like, understanding, it's you can only really ever get good results, and if you get a bad result, talk to someone else, you'd raise it higher. But it's amazing what results you can get by just talking to someone as an adult.
And everyone in this room is mature enough to really handle that conversation. I feel like I've spoken to almost everyone here. I think I have, actually. So we're all emotionally mature enough to handle that, so.
I think walking to the point and just screaming
into the void
would probably also, like, In lockdown last year, I was still heading to and from work. Only person on the train most days, other than the driver.
That's
so creepy. Really, incredibly. But I can thoroughly remember I was having a bit of a primo menti bee, and just getting into a completely empty train carriage and just screaming for 15 minutes or so.
Did you really?
God, yeah.
Can you
imagine
being
in the station?
Just tell me it wasn't the story train. How certain are you there was no one on the alternate
train? 100%.
Right after he started.
just like watching security footage. You're like, what are you doing?
It was so cathartic. It was great.
Yeah. Are you the reason they don't run as many trains anymore? Are they all on strike?
Trains are halted.
Screaming is definitely a very good stress release.
Trains halted.
Trains halted. Let's play the Tim's Breakfast Station.
You guys want Tim's halted to get up at 5 in the morning and go for a jog with a point? And
I do not want to
six,
do that.
6:10.
6:10.
Yeah, but you're a fast runner.
Yeah. You're a very fast runner. 6:10, I could make it back.
I got little legs.
What kind of morning exercise?
Anyway,
like,
so
like, 4.6
yeah.
kilometers
yeah.
return.
Sorry?
4.6 return.
Return. Also, up and down.
The point is that there are ways that needs help. If you guys are struggling, then there is people around to help you, and we all want to help and make sure everybody is having a good time.
And have fun.
Yeah. You guys struggling?
We've got our own way of communicating.
No worries.
My first time is new carnivals.
Anyone else got a comment? Yeah.
I'd also say that something that I have learnt only fairly recently, it is completely okay for someone to just shit you, and that to not be something that you need to overthink or to try and fix. Sometimes people can be, completely, a lovely person, well-intentioned,
personality.
They just get on your nerves for, no reason in particular that you can identify, and that's fine. You don't need to identify that, just as long as you can be a fucking adult around them and coexist.
That's very true in the professional
that's
workplace.
That's some good wisdom, too.
Many of you will find out in the next few years.
And also, the same thing applies when some of the kids are just
kids. You sure you were peeling off?
I'm not sure about this one. You need to look at the EOR
process.
Felix walks onto a veranda.
Uninterrupted, so I feel the breathing, the continuous noise.
Alright, so I'm going to stop this recording.
Yep.
Right away.